'tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Now, I would counsel very carefully that you don't use the word resolution. I would like to introduce you to another word, policy. Now, the reason I say policy is because with a resolution, usually what happens is we establish a whole series of things that we want to do, or we make a commitment to do a certain thing. But with a resolution, chances are that if we fail in it, what happens is the resolution is shot. But with a policy is magnificent because a policy can be adapted. We can enter into a policy to pray every day, or to choose to help the sick, or to do certain things in our lives. And if there comes a time when we can't do it, or we have to adapt it slightly, then we can change the policy without destroying the resolution. Now, policies, the policy or the resolution, should be something that we do in a positive sense throughout the year. It should be something that will make us better in the long run, so that by the end of that year, it should make a difference, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. So resolutions or policies shouldn't be something that is just for myself. It should be also something that affects me in a way that will affect others, so that I can become better in what I do. If I offer to God something, why not do something with it? How many people give up chocolate, for example? Well, giving up chocolate really isn't going to be the thing that helps us, except for our physical well-being, perhaps. But it's what we do with what we give up. Well, give up chocolate, but then take the money you would have spent on the chocolate and give it to the poor. Feed the hungry. Use that to drive, to visit the sick, or to offer your time instructing people in the faith. Our New Year's resolutions should be something that is permeated with faith, so that we actually become Christ more and more each and every day. As the time goes on, we image Christ more and more. That's the kind of resolution one should have. Not something that just simply affects me to resolve to, go to the gym every day. Well, you know how far that'll get. What we need is something that will make us love more tenderly or be more patient in our day-by-day lives. To resolve, for example, to apologize when we realize we've gone over the line. You know, I'll tell you something. Most people don't realize this, but did you know that you're really not responsible until your brain kicks in, no matter what you're doing? Say, for example, you're gossiping, all right? Sometimes the mouth moves before the brain does. What happens is when the brain enters into it, then we have a moral choice to make. We either choose to continue gossiping or we stop. Turn to the person who hurt us and say something like, you know, maybe we shouldn't speak about this person. Maybe we should pray for them instead. And then change the subject. Same thing with anger. Say, for example, you lose your patience. Well, there's a great case of the mouth moving before the brain does. And all of a sudden, at one point, God always gives you a little movement of conscience that says, shut up. So what do? It's at that moment when God inspires us, could be our guardian angel, to stop what we're doing, pause for a moment, and make the choice to change that element of our character. Turn to the person who heard you and say something like, oh, listen, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have lost my patience. Could say a prayer for me, I'm working on it. If we do something like this, every time we lose our temper, or every time we find ourselves making a mistake in our relationship with someone else, we do some incredibly beautiful things. First, we let people know that we do not accept that behavior in ourselves, and it gives us the right not to accept it in others. The second thing is we show them that we're the type of person that's working on making ourselves better, and there's nothing more admirable than that. And third, we begin to catch ourselves sooner and sooner and sooner until we never fall again. You see, that is the way to really change things in our lives. Because that's what a resolution should really be about, is making a difference. So make a difference in our character, in our comportment, in the way we deal with other people. Making a difference, making a statement by the lives we live that we are Christian, that we have Christ dwelling within us, that through His grace and through the power of the sacraments, we can become better, that no one is stuck in their own personality, so to speak. I know a lot of people that are old curmudgeons. I know a lot of people that you just, you know, they're just miserable, and they want everybody else to be miserable around them too. Well, you have to understand something. With people who are miserable, it's a choice. You choose to be miserable or you choose to be happy. It's your choice. Choose to be joyful. Choose the glorious things that God has offered you. Choose to see the good in everything around you. There's a resolution or a policy. Start seeing the good in people. Turn to the good in them. Draw the good out of them. We don't have to put up with miserable people. Confront them. Speak to them. Find the good in them and draw it out. Another thing, especially when we have kids, we have to correct them all the time. All right, that's part of life. That's part of the parent's job. But one of the things we could do is praise them more often. You know, maybe it would be easier to correct a child if we've praised them 10 times before we have to correct them. And you know, there's always some good we can find in people. Let's start finding the good in individuals and speak about it. Tell others about it. Can you imagine if you've got an enemy and every time you talked about that person, instead of saying how rotten they are, you mentioned something good about them. You talked about their qualities, their kindnesses, their potential. All of a sudden that might get back to that person. And then all of a sudden we've really changed something. We started by changing ourselves. We started by changing our attitude, our comportment, the way we deal with people. That's what a resolution or a policy should be. If you want to pray every day, a policy is important because, say, for example, you get sick. How are you going to pray? I know that when I'm sick, it's very, very difficult to say a set group of prayers. Well, with a resolution, all right, you missed your prayers. You were sick. You couldn't even get up in the morning. But with a policy, you realize that now you're going to pray as a sick person. You're going to pray while you're sleeping, while you're there recuperating, while you're there waiting for the cold or with the flu or whatever it is to pass. You see, there are so many ways that we can better our own lives and the lives of those around us. By making a policy, we truly are able to continue it. In every single circumstance, in every situation, nothing can take it away from us. Nothing can stop us. With a resolution, you can kind of get discouraged if you don't make it to the gym or if you lose your temper over and over again, if you're frustrated or you find yourself getting angry. But with a policy, you can adapt. Sure, sometimes there are difficulties that we endure. But we can always make it better. We can always choose to be joyful. We can always choose to be positive in the way we deal with other people. That's really the gift of being Christian. That's really the gift that Christ gives us. Realizing that nothing is set in stone, especially our lives and the way we feel. Let us therefore go out into the world and let the world know that Christ belongs to us, that we belong to Him. Let us choose to be happy. Let us choose to be joyful. Let us choose to find the good in every single person we meet. And in doing so, that resolution or policy will really make the world a better place.